Okay. Holy smokes, folks. Thanks for tuning in today. It's the Agriculture Show here at CKMS. And we are at a location here in beautiful downtown Kitchener at the Beamer Box Factory. And it is today, May the 2nd of 2023. It's a rainy and cold one. And a great guest today, as usual. I always have great guests, and they've come a little distance for our show today. We're going to play the usual music and talk news. Our guests today are Don Van Campen and Bill McCutcheon.
Thanks.
Everybody's nodded their head. Okay, that's good to see.
Nice to be here.
All right, the first song today, you know, folks, we play lots of music. And who picked this first song, and what do you know about this song?
So this is sung by a friend of mine.
Yeah.
His name is Greg Holmes. I went to high school with him, actually, quite a long time ago. He's actually, him and his wife, Heather, are in charge of the entertainment for the plowing match, for booking the entertainment.
Excellent. All right. Go ahead. Just press go, and we're right back, folks.
Well, they call me the fireman. That's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flame. Well, everybody like to have the one I've got. Well, like a cooling down where the soul red hot. I'm the fireman. That's my name. Last night I had a bad one, a mile or two down the road. Well, my buddy walked out and left a woman burning out of control. Well, I was there about an hour or so, with a little mouth to mouth, she was ready to go. I'm the fireman. That's my name. Well, they call me the fireman. That's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flame. Well, everybody like to have the one I've got. Well, like to cool them down when it's all red hot. I'm the fireman. That's my name.
This is Peter Burse. You're listening to 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
Hi, my name's Andrew Wood, and I'm from Kitchener. You know, as most young people do, I'm on the internet 24/7, but once in a while, it's good to just listen to something local. And you're listening to CKMS 102.7, and you can stream us anytime at radiowaterloo.ca.
And thanks for tuning in today, folks. It is CKMS 102.7, your best local community radio station. And today's guests are Don Van Campen and Bill McCutcheon. We're going to talk about the usual music and that kind of thing. But you know what? We got a special one today going on. It's all about this year's International Plowing Match. If you've been living in Ontario for a few years, you've probably heard the International Plowing Match and all kinds of really cool stories about what happens at Plowing Match. So we're really going to get into that stuff and have a lot of discussion as best we can. And so right off the bat, though, we definitely want to get to know our guest today. And hey, you guys, when someone sits around your Christmas feast or Easter Sunday or your Thanksgiving meal, how many people are sitting there? Who wants to go first? Bill.
How many people are sitting there? I guess there'd be 8 or 10 people sitting there. We'd be eating lamb.
Yeah.
Because I'm a sheep producer. We wouldn't be eating turkey. My buddy Mark is going to give me crap for that, I'm sure. But, yeah, that's how many people are around my table.
Mm-hmm. Any traditions?
Not really. We just kind of relax and get full of food and have fun.
That sounds pretty good. I mean, some people, they have, like, crokinole tournaments and all kinds of other stuff like that. But it sounds like a pretty good and lots of fun. Don, how about yourself? How many people sit around the Van Camp and family Christmas dinner?
We usually have about 30, and we always have turkey because yep. George grew up with turkey. And we have always have turkey and turnip and Brussels sprouts and trifle.
Oh, all cool.
All the good stuff because it's all about the food. Maybe some games and kids running wild after that.
If this was Christmas, would you be opening up your presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. Bill, what about Christmas?
My mother allows us to open one on Christmas Eve.
Excellent.
And usually because she can't wait. It's not usually the rest of us.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I think a lot of people are going to identify with Christmas and so on. Bill, but just for grins and giggles, you don't happen to be like the expert person who knows how to really prepare the best stuffing
for lamb.
Well, just what's your gift to the if you have one? Is there something you like to prepare special for the lamb?
Well, boneless legs are really good with feta cheese and spinach in them. Yes, very the nice. Best.
And Don, when George is used to turkey, does he therefore take on the responsibility of putting the right stuffing in that turkey? Is that his gig? His
well,
thing?
We always use Granny's recipe, which has sausage and bread and eggs and milk. And then we always fight over how much poultry seasoning to put on it because he always helps put the turkey in the oven.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. A lot of people can identify with this kind of stuff that goes on for holidays. That's great. So let's go back to music and we'll come back to the second segment later. What is your next song and who picked this one? Go ahead. Tell us all about it.
This was actually we got this from Greg, so this is a tribute band. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the entertainment that will be happening at the International Plowing Match and Rural Expo.
Okay, very nice. We're looking forward to talking more about it. Go ahead, press the go button. Just stay locked in, folks. Here we go.
No way to
stares out at the stars up in the sky. Another night, it's gonna be a long one. She draws a shade and hangs her head to cry. My oh my, you sure know how to arrange things. You set it up so well, so carefully. Ain't it funny how your new life didn't change things? You're still the same old girl you used to be. You can't.
Hi, I'm Rory Box from Scotland. You're listening to CKMS Radio in support of innovation, hard work and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo.
Hi, this is Poor Charlie, and I must tell you, I've been to Mississippi and I've been to Nickerbocker. I've been to the Earth Bay on the West Coast and I've been down to Trinity Bay in Newfoundland. And I love community radio, because that's how you find out what's happening, man.
We're back, folks, and thanks for tuning in today for the Agriculture Show. Our guests today, Don and Bill. I'll get it right.
Close. Yeah,
that's why it's such a great guest.
George and I do get confused.
your lowly host is blessed to have guests who keep me on track. What's going on here? Keep me in the scheme of things. Hey, let's circle back to this music a little bit there. Tell us a little bit more about this music, why you just played that band, what kind of music that we can maybe look forward to, you want to promote a little bit.
So Alex Burnett will be playing at the worship service, which is on Sunday afternoon of the match at 2 o'clock in the RV park tent, in the big tent. And everybody's welcome to come to that.
Okay. You know what? We better tell people what we're talking about in the first place here. Let's ask our next question here. We've learned a little bit about who you are and Christmas and so on. And the question I want to ask you now is, what do you do? So that's pretty wide open. That's what it's meant to be. Why are we here today, folks? What do you have to do with applying mesh in 2023? Would that be possible? Go ahead.
Well, what I do most days is I'm a sheep farmer, livestock farmer, and I graze cattle and look after sheep, but my life has been somewhat consumed for the last little while with the International Plowing Match and Rural Expo planning. Don and I are co-chairs of that, so for anybody that hasn't been at a plowing match, this is a pretty big deal. We have a tented city that's going to be 80-some acres of tents and entertainment and lounge and displays of all kinds, and it's going to be a pretty big deal in Dufferin County.
And you have a wonderful, is it in Kentucky, Bowling Green? Or what was I saw in your promotion? Tell us about the Bowling Green. What's that about?
Well, Bowling Green is the town that the match is going to be in, mm-hmm. and there will be 800 acres right around the town on the 7th line and County Road 10.
Not really a very big town.
No, there's 6 houses, I believe. They did find woolly mammoth bones there at one cool. time, and I believe they're in Drumheller in Alberta now.
Yes, yep.
Yeah.
And the date is, as usual, in the September sometime. Is there a date picked out yet? I should know it offhand.
September the 19th to the 23rd, so okay. Tuesday to Saturday mm-hmm. are the dates for the plowing match, yep.
And I'll put that in the show posting at the time, but I want to throw out that website location, what people go to if they want to look right now.
It is, I have to look that up. I'm sorry.
She'll look that up. So it's we kind of have a bit of a unique situation for a Plowing Match and Rural Expo that we have all the land pretty much connected together.
Okay.
So the plowing the tented city is right at the north end of the match, and then the next farm down is where the RV park will go.
Okay.
And the RV park will have 1,100 serviced sites and some unserviced sites as well. And then south of that, there's 300 acres where we're going to have the plowing. And then to the east and the west, we'll have parking fields and horse plowing right beside the match, which is pretty unique, actually, to have it that close. Celebrity plowing and Queen of the Furrows, or Queen of the, that are in the Queen of the Furrow contest are going to plow there as well.
Mm-hmm. So. How many volunteers does it take to run a plowing match? You take anybody you like. If you're interested in folks helping out with these folks, you can spend a lovely week or two up there in lovely Dufferin County and help out with all kinds of volunteer stuff, right?
Takes a lot of volunteers. At this point, we've got 300 volunteers, but we're looking for 300 more, and we need people to do all kinds of things, from parking information booths to admissions and
setting up fence.
We've got at least a couple of miles of snow fence we have to put up, so there's lots of logistics, lots of details.
And lots of fun to be had, right?
Hope so.
Now, there's and good weather. We always, the Plowing Match is renowned for having good weather sometimes. In other years, it's a bit of a challenge. So we'll hopefully, we'll have that nice week of decent weather, not too hot, not too wet.
Nobody's allowed to say the three-letter word at our meetings. That starts with an M and ends with a D.
Yeah, it's a challenge. I've been through that one time on a match.
So the website is www.plowingmatch.org/IPM2023.
Ah, excellent. Probably a good Google search would have got that to you there. And folks, our listeners, if you want, guess what? We've got the CKMS listener chat. It's live right now. Got any questions for it? We'll circle back at that in our fourth segment today and just do some catch up and follow up on any kind of comments. Check it out. RadioWaterloo.ca/listen live. I think that's what's called. Listen. That's right. Okay, so we got a little kind of, what else do you guys do? If you're not busy, you got the lambs, Bill.
Yes.
Don, what do you do in real life when you're not messing around with plowing match stuff?
Well, I have some grandchildren, so I babysit them quite a bit.
Yeah.
Or they hang out with me. I don't really babysit. We have a dairy farm, my husband and I, and we have a daughter at home that milks full time with us.
Okay.
And we have some sheep and a few beef cows and other daughters. They have farms as well, so we travel a bit back and forth to them and help them a little bit when we have time as well.
You think this next question is kind of odd, but in your spare time, are you, you know, like to go for walks, travel, kayaking, climb rocks, knitting and sewing? What do you have any hobbies you like to mess around with if you have a chance?
Well, Monday nights are pretty well blocked out for me because I go and curl every Monday night.
Okay,
and,
cool.
When I started with the plowing match, they wanted to have meetings on Monday nights, and I told them I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. So. Curling, this is your passion.
Yeah.
Lovely. Don, any chance, what do you got on the go you like doing?
We basically farm and
with all those kids.
Play with our grandkids. We have 17 grandkids right now. So yeah.
Congratulations. Well, that's lots, and that certainly would be never a dull moment because there's 17 individuals there, and they each got their own drift on how the world turns around.
A little personality.
That's true. Well, that's good. All right, folks, so let's go back. We got some more music playing here. Just stay locked in, freshen up that coffee. What's the next song, and whose choice is it? Tell us a little bit about this music here, who this is.
This is going to be Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Okay, go ahead. Thanks.
Thank you. Hi, this is Dane from Cambridge North Dumfries. You're listening to CKMS Radio 102.7.
I'm Owen Roberts from the GMOs. You are listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet at Radio Waterloo. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music.
Okay, we're back, folks, and thanks so much for listening in today. It's the Agriculture Show here at CKMS. Your host, Jeff Steger. Guest today, Don and Bill. Don, D-A-W-N. Oh, I guess I better make sure we put that in there. Absolutely. The show is all about the IPM in Dufferin County this year, in a little lovely little place. It's called Bowling Green. Six houses, right? I think it was.
Yeah.
So,
it's pretty big.
So I'm going to challenge my guests once again. I put them to work this mercilessly, and my question for you both is: let's just say some random guy walked in the door of our studio here and said, "Hey, you three, what do you know about agriculture? What would you tell them?"
Well, I would tell them it's crops, food, dairy. Dairy farmers make milk.
Yep.
Beef farmers have beef to eat, which is all necessary. Chicken mm-hmm. farmers have eggs.
Yep.
Sheep farmers also have lamb and lots of lambs and food for the farmers.
Lots of wool.
Food for...
Yeah.
And if they want to see some of the stuff, I guess they would go to the match. They'd probably get a pretty good... it's the only agriculture fair you're going to see. Well, there's always the Royal Winter Fair, I guess, right? But it's,
yeah.
This is a way to see... Another way for our urban listeners, urban folks in Ontario who can get an idea, a little bit more about what farming is about.
Come talk to a farmer.
Yeah. Or
don't be shy.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
We have a big education tent at the plowing match. We anticipate having about 10,000 school children come to it. And Brianna Curtis is chair of the tent, and she's doing a great job putting that together. So it's a great opportunity to bring your kids out on the Saturday when it's not a school day, and see what's going on with agriculture.
Hmm. Have you guys ever had the opportunity, the pleasure of, you know, you got a friend from town and he asked you a question about something and you told the answer, Nate, and you had that aha moment. You just saw, you helped them understand something they never understood before. You ever had the pleasure of that? Where you?
Yes, a lot.
Have you? Please, go mm-hmm. ahead.
So we run a 4-H dairy and sheep club, Bill and I,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have beef, sheep, and a dairy open show at the match in our agricultural showcase tent, which Dave and Lana Besley are running. And lots of times when we have company come, the kids would have their birthday parties, and we never had to organize a party because the kids always wanted to go to the barn and help George milk. And they'd come running back to the house and tell me all about it and then run back to the barn. It was the best parties ever.
How old are these little kids?
They would have been about 7, 8. Isn't 8 years old.
That's yeah. a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they loved it.
We're going to have some sheep shearing as well in the egg showcase tent. Mm-hmm. So it's we hope to have 20 to 25 competitors, hopefully some international shearers as well. So it's going to take 200 or 300 lambs to put on the shearing competition. So it'll be something unique to the plowing match in Rural Expo, that's for sure.
Yeah.
To see that kind of thing. It's a pretty common thing in Australia and New Zealand. Every weekend there's a shearing competition, but not so common in Canada and Ontario for
yeah,
sure. So
yeah. That's pretty cool. You know, in Plymatch, there's, well, I'm not too sure. Are they still doing like dancing skid steer loaders and dancing tractors? Is that still a thing or not?
No. I think that group has retired. They were from Bruce County.
Yep.
And I believe they've retired, but it was a great show to see.
Is there other showcase shows that you can think of offhand? Or maybe the schedule's not already set already, but you probably maybe in the back of your mind got some ideas what kind of entertainment like that people can see.
We're having the rodeo come. They'll be there, I believe, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
And the sheep shearing contest, of course.
It's on the Friday and Saturday, the sheep shearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tuesday will be the 4-H open dairy show. So hopefully that'll be advertised and everybody will know where to enter. And I believe Wednesday will be the open 4-H beef show and Thursday will be the open 4-H sheep show.
The best day of the week. That's my birthday.
Oh, it's even better. Always met somebody. Oh, that's quite special. We'll have to take lots of pictures for that kind of event going on there.
So it's a pretty unique event. It's the only event in the province where the legislature shuts down for a day.
That's right. Yeah.
So on Tuesdays, all the provincial politicians will be there, mm-hmm. and we'll have some celebrity plowing, and we have a parade that day and mm-hmm. opening ceremonies on the Tuesday. So
yeah, yeah. Wow. So it's a full slate, and it's like if I would imagine, Don, if you go to that website you proposed there before, folks, you want to just Google that or something, International Plowing Match 2023 Ontario, you know what, you'll have a schedule on there about like what's planned for each day, that type of thing. Is that a thing yet or not quite?
Yes, it's started, and it'll be updated as things continue.
Yeah. So folks, you want to check out what day you might like to go, what you might like to see, what sort of things you can expect to see. The first draft of the schedule is online somewhere, I guess, and you can check it out. And maybe over time, the rest of the summer, you'll be hearing some more about the plowing match here at CKMS on the agriculture show. So, in fact, if folks, while I think of it, if any of y'all want to do a show sometime, come and talk to us here at CKMS. We're just more than glad to bring along new shows. And so this episode 285 of the agriculture show. And anything else you want to add to our discussion, what people should know about agriculture? I guess we'll confirm that, you know, brown cows don't give brown milk. Is that, would that be true?
That is true.
That is true? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Brown chickens do give brown eggs.
Okay. So. All right. So there you go. Right from the experts here, we've got that agricultural mystery solved. So it's well worth your time to tune in today, folks. I know you can do a lot of things on a Tuesday afternoon, be here with us, and we really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Let's get back to some more music then. We'll come back with our guests and talk some more about agriculture and all kinds of other things we'll circle back to. Go ahead. What do you got for us next year?
We've got Fishing in the Dark.
Nice song. Yep. Go ahead.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we're sick forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Hi, this is Jen, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7, the best local radio.
Folks, you got Dr. Swamp here on CKMS 102.7 FM Waterloo Radio. It is the place to be for independent local music trying to make things happen.
We're back, folks, and thank you for being guests today of the listeners of the Agriculture. The guests are Don and Bill, and there's sitting right here, and we have a lot of fun talking about agriculture and plymouths that's coming up. Hey, guess what? This part of the show is kind of where we circle back and try to catch up on things that our guests want to follow up on that the dumb host forgot to ask, and just to circle back the things you want to emphasize again. And I invite you, if you would, kind you guys, to anything you want to follow up on or talk more about?
Well, the plowing match is not a new thing to Ontario. It certainly took a few years off during the pandemic, and I would anticipate that even the last pandemic 100 years ago, it probably didn't happen, but Don's got some fun facts about the when the plowing match started.
So the first provincial plowing match was held in 1913 at Sunnybrook Farm, which happens to be the current site of Sunnybrook Hospital.
Hard to imagine there was a farm there.
Yeah, no kidding. Downtown like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's also plowing all week at the match. The juniors are on Saturday. We have horse plowing pretty much Tuesday to Friday. And plowing in the fields with tractors and plows and antique tractors as well.
Plowing is a pretty traditional thing to do in the fall in Ontario. It's certainly maybe become less popular with the advent of no-till technology, but it's certainly been a pretty traditional thing to do. So it's why these guys and girls are out there testing their skills to get the furrows at exactly the right depth and getting the soil turned over correctly. It's a bit of an art. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, plowing is less than it used to be, but there's still soils in Ontario that need to be fall plowed.
Yeah, the heavier soils,
yeah,
for sure.
These guys on the clay.
Frost can break them down.
That stuff needs some different kind of tender loving care than some soils do.
Yeah. We've also got George, Don's husband, is looking after a special event called speed plowing.
Cool.
It'll be exciting, for sure.
For sure.
Any inkling of what that means? Is it like the tractor can only go in fifth gear? It's locked into fifth gear only? What does that mean, speed plowing?
It's pretty fast, yeah. There's lots of smoke and there's lots of dirt flying, and it is not for the traditional plowman, that's for sure.
We had one comment on our listener chat there. I want to circle back to that one. What's up there? And who is this person?
Well, this is actually Don's daughter here. What part of the international plowing match are you most looking forward to?
Oh.
As cheers.
Boy,
that's a really hard thing to pick. I'm looking forward to all of it. And I mean, the most important part about the plowing match is all the great volunteers that we have.
Right.
And certainly we have a core group of people that have been working pretty hard for the last 6 months, and it's all volunteer, and they do it out of the goodness of their heart. And we've got a board of 8 volunteers that work with us, and underneath them there's 50, 60 committees plus committee people, and there's quite a crew of talented people that are putting this event on.
Yeah, we're pretty thankful to have them.
Well, volunteering has a long tradition in our culture of how you feel better about yourself, make your community better, and work together for a common cause. All very affirming things to do, and the plowing match is that, isn't it?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. And at some point, hopefully, if it's a profitable year, which I'm sure it will be, no reason why not, there's funds available for community projects, typically, but each plowing match is up to them what they want to do. But something along that lines would probably be part of what your anticipation as well, I would think.
Well, absolutely. We want to leave a legacy of the plowing match behind when it goes on to be held somewhere else, and that everybody remembers. And, we want to donate some money, for sure.
It is the first time it's ever been in Dufferin County.
Okay. Didn't know that. Right on. No.
Yeah. Finally found us after 104 years.
We're part of the Peel Dufferin Plowman's Association. Peel has had it 4 times, I believe.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But Dufferin has never had it.
Yeah. It's never been that Plowman's Association never thought to have one in Dufferin till now. That's what you're saying, I guess, eh? Well, good stuff. Congratulations. And on your birthday, too.
Yes, thank you.
I can't help but get back to a question that we talked about earlier on, the thing, Bill, if you'd like to address it. You had remarked that someone came up to you one time and said, "Why should I go and watch someone plow?" Tell us about this sort of individual and what your answer would be.
Well, probably because it would be a good thing to see. Lots of people probably don't know what plowing is.
So tell us about this guy that asked this question. How did this come about?
Well, you know, it's, this is a thing, and it's called the plowing match, and they're trying to figure out why we'd go and watch somebody plow. Well, it's much bigger than plowing.
Yeah.
But certainly that's why this was started, was to test the skills of people that plow.
Yeah. So this is a question you challenge yourself with. It's how would you answer that question from someone, right?
Yeah. It's a satisfying job on the farm because you can see the work being done, and it's quite nice. We're also excited because most of the plowing will be right close to the RV park and the tented city, and we hope that everybody, whether they see it from the parking lot on the wagons to the tented city, or if they go and see it, the horse plowing is going to be right beside the tented city, and the juniors and the MPs will be plowing in that field as well. So we're pretty happy that we get to have the plowing right close.
Sounds like it's all the things, that all the ducks are lined up, just a matter of doing it all. Volunteers show up in time and the weather cooperates. It's going to be great. I bet you'd be glad when it's, you know, it'll come and go so fast, you'll wonder what the heck. How long have you been working away at doing this? It's got to be at least a good 2 years, maybe three now, right?
I mean, COVID kind of got in the middle of us, middle of it there. And Don and I have probably been working on this for at least 4 or 5 years, trying to find a site, and we've got delayed here and there. And it's been a project for sure. It's we've had to overcome some hurdles to have that this event here in Dufferin, but we're sure glad we did, and I think it's a great thing to do for the community and to just to make everybody, the general public, understand how big a deal agriculture is in the county of Dufferin, because it's the the biggest economic driver and and biggest employer, and I think we get forgotten now and again. So it'll be good to have everybody come out and celebrate agriculture with us.
Did you? So when do you think you actually first started talking about this? This sounds like you tried this before COVID. So were you talking about doing a match in 2019, for instance?
2018.
Yeah. Wow, you guys, awesome.
Sticking that was the first meeting.
Okay. And when was the match that you were aiming for in 2018? What match was it that you were hoping to get to?
What year?
Yeah.
Well, it was supposed to be 20 first, right? 2020?
Yeah, it changed a few times.
Changed a few times.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
We had talked about 2025, and then it went back to 2023. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys are nimble on your feet, but it's a good thing you started when you did to get your heads wrapped around the idea. That's the main thing.
Bill talked about the community, so we're trying to get everybody in the community to get together and do our beautification competition.
That's a good one.
Which is to make the end of your laneways, your storefront, your house, your houses, everybody to get together and participate in that. And we're also having a barn quilt competition.
We've also made some benches, not me personally, but we've put it out to the high schools to put together some benches for us. So
that's a good idea. Yeah.
120 benches. You can purchase a bench for $500.
Yeah.
And you can put your business plaque on it, and it'll end up at the church service on the Sunday, and then they'll be at the match for people to sit on during the match, and then you get it back when we're all done with it.
Okay, cool stuff. Well, folks, there's a lot going on. There'll be something for everybody at this match, I'm sure.
There is a lot going on.
It's going to be great, I tell you. Just to go back a little bit, y'all want to find out more about it, then you can either go to the... You probably just go on Google and either look for the Ontario Plowman's or Google IPM 2023. What was the actual one you said there, Don? Do you remember it? I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Ontario Plowman's... It's www.plowingmatch.org/IPM2023. You can also find it on the Ontario Plowman's website.
So, folks, there's two ways to spell plow. Is it P-L-O-W or is it P-L-O-U-G-H?
P-L-O-W.
Okay, that helps a lot. It's a very old spelling of plowing is the G-H ending on it. So, all right, so this is good. Anything you want to circle back to, folks, or should we play this song?
We also have antiques and a history section. So Peter Risible's heading that up, and he's got quite a few tractors, and he's also looking for some antique trucks.
Pickup trucks.
Yeah, pickup trucks.
Okay.
So he's pretty excited about that section.
Antiques are a big part of the match. You know, even the local matches still go on. They often have the antique class is sometimes the largest class.
Yeah.
People like to see that old iron and paint it up and restore it. Yeah. It's a good deal. Wow, so much stuff going on, folks. And don't forget, I want to set aside a couple of days in September and check this out in Dufferin County this year, and you'll have a great time, I'm pretty sure. Got to be something there for everybody. You'll see something you never thought you'd see before, and hopefully have a good time with friends and just enjoy an outdoors in on Southern Ontario. It's a beautiful time in the summer, late summer, to do that. So. Okay, let's get out of with another song here. What do you got queued up for
us? I've got the Orange Blossom Special.
And tell us what this band is. What's the story in this here music? Why we got this music?
This is some of the music that we'll be playing at the flying match.
Okay. And so this is a band that does a bunch of cover tunes and stuff like that. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, go ahead. Thank you. Okay, well, folks, thanks for listening in. It's the Agriculture Show. My lovely guests today have been very kindly going to help do some promos. We're going to do some for the show and for the IPM and for the station. Bill, start us off with a promo for the station, please. Go ahead.
This is Bill McCutcheon from lovely downtown Monticello, and we're on CKMX 102.7, Waterloo.
Yeah, CKMS?
S, sorry.
Want to do it again? Go ahead.
CKMS.
No, not for the whole thing, right from the beginning.
Oh. I'm Bill McCutcheon from lovely downtown Monticello, and we're on CKMS Radio 102.7, Waterloo.
Excellent. Just like we practiced this morning, right? Don, go ahead. Give us a little ordinary promo like that, please.
I'm Don Van Campen from Amaranth, Ontario in Dufferin County, and we're at CKMS 102.7 in Kitchener today.
That works. All right, now it's your turn again, Bill. Let's do one for the plowing match. It'll be good. We'll play that until the fall comes around. Go ahead.
I'm Bill McCutcheon, co-chair of the International Plowing Match and Rural Expo, September 19th to 23rd in Dufferin County on CKMX 102.7 Waterloo.
CKMS?
S. What do I keep saying?
X. You're talking about CKNX. That's up in Wingham someplace, isn't it? That station?
I have no idea.
You better do it over.
I have no idea.
go ahead. Try one more time on that one.
I'm Bill McCutcheon. I'm co-chair of the International Plowing Match and Rural Expo, and it will be in Dufferin County in September 19th to the 23rd, and I'm on CKMS 102.7 in Waterloo.
That works. Go ahead, Don, please.
I'm Don Van Campen, co-chair of the International Plowing Match and Rural Expo 2023, and
you're listening to?
You're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM in Kitchener, Ontario.
We'll keep that one. I can edit out my little hint in that one, and it'll still play good. Thanks so much for doing that, you guys. You're the best. Any last words about the plowing match before we get out of here? Before I ask you the 2 days, 2 hours question? Just come out to the match.
We'd like to welcome everybody to come to the match this year. It's in Bowling Green, Ontario, and we're hoping for lots of sun and lots of fun.
Sun and fun.
And we have a great gala on the Friday night. That's where all the plowmen get their awards for their excellent plowing, and the Queen of the Furrow gets crowned that night. So it'll be a pretty exciting event at the Orangeville Fairgrounds.
So what are you guys doing next a little while? Bill, what are you doing next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, two years? 20 years, you want to go that far?
I'm not sure how many meetings I've got in the next 2 days.
Well, next 2 hours. Let's start there. Let's make it simple here.
Well, we should go home. We should go home, and I should check on some sheep, make sure they haven't committed suicide, because sheep are suicidal.
Yeah.
That's why there's shepherds in the world. And in the next couple of days, I've got at least three IPM meetings to get to.
Okay.
I got the boys shearing sheep tomorrow, so I got to look after that too.
I'm sure in 2 weeks there's still more meetings.
Still more meetings, absolutely.
You expect to be out planting crops by then or anything? Or what do you got?
I got to get some corn planted. Okay. Yeah, we've already got some used grass, so we hopefully get it growing. And I've got some stalker cattle coming the end of the month. So.
And 2 months will put us into June, July. What do you expect to be up to in July? You going to try to grab a late, last-minute vacation before the big match? Or
Not sure that'll be too much of a vacation.
No,
sure.
I know. What do you think of 2 months? Where are you going to be at?
Maybe the odd day at the beach, perhaps.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll be starting to set up, actually, in July. Our Hydro One comes in and starts to put in poles and string wire, so that'll be... It'll be exciting to see it take shape.
Right. That's when things start to, the ground starts to form up a bit, doesn't it? Yeah. And 2 years, you'll be still talking about the match, I'm sure.
Hope so. I hope we still are talking about it, for sure. And look forward to going to matches that other people organize.
Hmm. Lovely stuff. And 20 years, just for grins and giggles, what are you doing in 20 years?
Hope still be around in 20 years.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you should have a good pizzazz for stuff like that. Don, how about yourself? What are you doing next 2 hours?
Getting ready for a meeting tonight with Shelburne Fair Board. We have three fairs in Dufferin County, Orangeville, Shelburne, and Grand Valley. And we'd like to involve them in the match as well. So they're going to hopefully be able to bring their top five crop winners to our match to display at our match and be in the competition that we're having with the crops.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to talk about their, they all have a tractor pull or a derby. They're going to have displays at their fair as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we have three girls making stools for tables for the match. And tomorrow morning, I've been invited to a brunch to see them making the stools. So
you're busy.
That's kind of exciting.
That's 2 days.
That's 2 days.
What about 2 weeks?
2 weeks, we'll be planting, hopefully finish planting, and then getting ready to make hay. And we have our all chairs meetings to keep everybody up to date on what's going on. And there's meetings for the hydro and RV park and Tented City. There's 56 committees. So
we're gonna
have an auctioneering competition at the match as well.
Oh, cool. Well, you got lots of, there's always stuff good to be thinking. You'd be driving home thinking about things. Oh, what about this?
There's lots happening at the match, so we're pretty happy for all the volunteers that are helping out.
Yeah. So 2 months, and that's July. What do you think? What will you be doing?
I think I'll be watching some polls go up.
Yes.
and there'll be more hay to do, and in between and Tented City will be taking shape, and that's going to be pretty exciting. So,
In 2 years, are you guys going to both be on the speaker circuit talking about plowing matches, you think?
We might be helping at ones to come, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see how time goes. And
Are you interested in that?
Still be farming. The plan is to farm for a long time, so making food for people to eat.
Mm-hmm. In 20 years, just for grins and giggles, would you be looking, thinking about great-grandchildren?
Well, we might. The oldest is 14, so there might be, in 20 years, might have some great-grandkids.
Yeah. Life just keeps marching along, doesn't it? It's pretty amazing. Yeah, good stuff. All right, so, hey, you guys, you know what? This has just been a real hoot. And I'm just so glad to get the word out there with IPM, and y'all made a pretty long trip down from Dufferin to our studio today, and thanks for doing that, and thanks so much for being a guest on the Agriculture Show here at CKMS.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks for having us.
Okay, folks, so come back in 6 days and 22 hours for another Agriculture Show here on CKMS. It'll either be a live show or a repeat. And if you eat this week, thank a farmer, and if you're a farmer, thank a consumer. Okay, see you later. Bye for now.